name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Lord of glory be with you.
The Lord bless you.
A very warm welcome to our worship from here at St. Mary's on this day as we celebrate the baptism of Christ. Sad that it's just a few of us gathered here again, but with heavy hearts we took the decision in the last week that we would suspend public worship here. We're thankful still for the chance to be online together, and we hope that as and when it becomes the right thing, we'll be gathered again as God's people in this place. Just an encouragement to you, we're all wearied. I am. We're all wearied by where we are. Just an encouragement to make the effort, I know many of you do, just to pick up the phone, to ring one another, to support each other, encourage each other, send a text, do all those things that we've been doing, and just keep going. Let's hope and pray that we're getting towards the end of this situation that we're in. Just a practical thing for today, as I say, it's the baptism of Christ. If you have a pot of water or a bottle of water or something to hand, or a glass of water with a bit of water in, it'll be nice when we come to that moment in the service to renew our commitment to Christ, that perhaps you mark yourself with a sign of the cross with water. And the other thing to say, I think, as we gather, we're obviously, it's a Eucharist here and it's sacramental worship, and I'm very aware of us being separated whilst we're doing that. But I think what we have to do is keep in mind those words of Archbishop Ramsay, who memorably talked about Christ being present in the sacrament but not limited by them. So perhaps when we are receiving here in church, you might make your prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus," and that you will feel him close to you in that moment. That's my hope, that's my prayer anyway. So let us say together, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, at the Jordan you revealed Jesus as your Son. May we recognize him as our Lord and know ourselves to be your beloved children through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Amen.
A reading from Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Often when Matthew has been standing at the font with a family for baptism, he has asked them this question: "Did you have a wash today?" It's meant to be a joke, and well, it does raise a snigger sometimes. Of course, not wanting to offend, they all answer, "Oh yes, yes, definitely." It's not meant to catch out the unsuspecting godparent that they may not have reached behind their ears. It's more a question of thinking about water and how we often think it is necessary, but rather ordinary. Water is the stuff of normal life. That's true, obviously, we need water for washing, for cooking, for cleaning. But making ordinary water into the water that does more than just wash our dishes, but changes our life, is something to ponder. In the gospel today, Jesus is a grown man. In just a few weeks, we have celebrated his birth. The wise men have followed the star to pay him homage. And now we have him met by John at the Jordan. This marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, and it was important for Jesus to be baptized in public. It set the blueprint for countless families who over the years have gathered at this font. The baptism of Christ marks his public initiation into ministry, marks him leaving his old life behind, the quiet life, to him being revealed as the Messiah. The writer of the passage recalls the heavenly voice saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved." God incarnate revealed by John at the Jordan. John plays an important part in Jesus' early story, thinking back a few weeks to Advent, and now Jesus fulfills the word spoken by John. The one coming is more powerful than I, he says. I've been thinking about my baptism this week. It was a while ago, and I don't really remember anything about it, except I do know that the vicar was late. But anyway, my mum and dad and godparents and family must have waited till he arrived. Perhaps that says something about what I do now. Two words that sprung to mind whilst reading this passage and thinking about my baptism were witness and obedience. I want to unpick that a little for us. Most of us were probably baptised as babies. The decision to be baptised wasn't one that we made for ourselves. Parents and godparents would have turned up at the appointed time to bring us to the font. As I say, I have no memory of my own baptism, but my family, out of obedience to the church and wanting me to be baptised into a faith, I was taken. Many babies and children have been brought to this font over the years because it is the right thing to do. Many knowing that they would like baptism to happen, it is then our job to tell them the importance of the sacrament. When families bring their child, they may not be aware that they are coming out of obedience. We baptize because Jesus told us to. Jesus instructed his disciples to make disciples of all nations, to baptize those who believe and to teach his commandments. And we use that very passage from the end of Matthew's Gospel as part of the service. Jesus commands his disciples to go out and to teach, to obey and to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus, when in front of John the Baptist at the Jordan, although he was not a sinner, humbled himself in obedience to identify with us and to give us an example to follow. Over the past few months, the word obedience has taken on a new meaning in our vocabulary, and even more so in these past few days since another national lockdown began. Matthew has made the difficult decision to place for all our safety, and it is obedience to the rules that make us do this. If we didn't care about each other and ourselves, then the doors would be wide open. And this brings me to the second thought about baptism, as a witness. If things were different, we would have baptised many, many children and babies since March of last year. And it saddens me that we cannot welcome families yet for baptism. But we hope and pray that it will be possible again in the next few months. Baptism symbolises that we are a community who witness that Christ died, was buried, and rose again. The witness of faith which comes from St Mary's isn't obviously confined to these four walls, although at the moment it is absolutely impossible to do anything but that. We gather in whatever way we can to witness that Jesus is our Saviour. Baptism declares that you are a follower of Christ. It is a public confession of faith and a commitment to Jesus Christ. I read somewhere that baptism doesn't make you into a believer. It just shows that you are one. In a few moments, we will all, wherever we are this morning, make a reaffirmation of our baptism promise. There may be some water, and you might have to imagine that for yourself. The reaffirmation of the promises made for us by our godparents at our baptism is a public witness before one another, acknowledging and cleansing us from our sins and making us new in Christ. As we recall our own baptism and say the words, think of the promises that your parents and godparents made on your behalf through obedience to the commands of Jesus and as a witness of faith. Baptism is the sign and seal of a new birth, a birth into a new life with Jesus, his sons and daughters, his beloved. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Make my way to the font, we can indeed hold in mind our parents. those who brought us to faith, the place where we were baptized. Just think of them in a moment or two. To perform the ecclesiastical function of clearing out the font, which hasn't been used for some months at the beginning of the service. There were various heavenly creatures greeting us. So it's your call to see you again. God in Christ
gives us water welling up for eternal life. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
Lord, give us this water. And we shall thirst no more.
Praise God who made heaven and earth,
who keeps his promise forever.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Father, we give you thanks and praise for your gift of water in creation, for your Spirit sweeping over the waters, bringing light and life, for your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, baptized in the River Jordan. We bless you for your new creation, brought to birth by water and the Spirit, and for your grace bestowed upon us, your children, washing away our sins. May your holy and life-giving Spirit move upon these waters, restore through them the beauty of your creation, and bring those who are baptized to new birth in the family of your church. Drown sin in the waters of judgment, anoint your children with power from on high, and make them one with Christ in the freedom of your kingdom, for all might, majesty, dominion, and power are yours, now and forever.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Amen.
God of truth, you are faithful to the covenant you have made with us. Look in mercy on your people. From all our sins, O Lord,
wash us and we shall be clean.
We have broken the pledges of our baptism and failed to be your disciples. From all our sins, O Lord,
wash us and we shall be clean.
Though we are saved by Christ and dead to sin through the deep waters of death, we have not witnessed to his grace by our manner of life. From all our sins, O Lord,
wash us and we shall be clean.
We have shown indifference to those in need and have been afraid to stand up for justice and truth. From all our sins, O Lord,
wash us and we shall be clean.
We have been slow to forgive and have failed to remember your repeated forgiveness of our sins. From all our sins, O Lord,
wash us and we shall be clean.
Today we rejoice and give thanks because your Son humbled himself to be baptized in the Jordan. Through the waters you have given us the mystery of baptism for the remission of our sins. From all our sins, O Lord,
wash us and we shall be clean.
Through water and Spirit, you give us new life as the people of God and pour out upon us the gifts of your new covenant. From all our sins, O Lord,
wash us and we shall be clean.
Almighty God, in our baptism, you have consecrated us to be temples of your Holy Spirit. May we, whom you have counted worthy, nurture your indwelling Spirit with a lively faith and worship you with upright lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So if you've got that water at home, I'm sorry, we should have done cups for those few who are gathered here, but anyway, leaps of imagination are required. We'll just make the sign of the cross.
and pray. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Together, let us pray. Lord, as we come before you today to remember the baptism of Jesus, we give thanks for those who brought us to baptism, for parents, godparents, and clergy who instructed us in our faith and continue to nurture that faith. May we, through your Holy Spirit, have the courage to fulfill your mission, to live our lives as an example of your love, and to bring others to you. Lord, as you have called us, make us worthy of our calling. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for your church throughout the world. As we are united in baptism, help us break down the barriers that keep us apart. And let us find love for one another and strength in that love to face the pandemic which affects us all. We pray today for the Anglican Church of Aotearoa, New Zealand and Polynesia, and for all clergy and lay workers as they serve the communities there. Creator God, you have made us in your image and likeness. In our diversity, we reflect your presence in the world. Help us to live in sustainable ways so that this marvelous unity and diversity is respected. O God, help us to share in your love for the whole of creation. Renew your church, we pray, that we may gather new strength for the mission you have charged us with, that of spreading the good news. Lord, as you have called us, make us worthy of our calling. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In our own Church of St. Mary, we pray and give grateful thanks for our church wardens, Mel and James, and for our coronavirus team and PCC, who serve you with true faithfulness and care for your church in this community during these difficult times. Lord, as you have called us, make us worthy of our calling. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our community, our families, friends and neighbours, and especially for those who live in Temple Lea. We bring to you in prayer this morning all the schools in our area, especially Temple Moor, as they struggle to do their best for pupils while trying to protect them and staff from the COVID virus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our world, for those people and situations fueled by hate and prejudice,
especially in the United States of America. For those traumatized by violent and civil unrest, we pray that you will enter the hearts of those who cannot forgive and those who are fueled by the lust for power, greed, and revenge, and bring peace to the nations, that men may honor and respect one another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember by name this morning those known to us who are sick or suffering in any way. George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, and Martin Hatton. In you may they find comfort and support in their troubles. Look with pity, we pray, on those whose lives are bruised, whose hopes are dashed, particularly those affected by COVID-19 and their families. Help them feel the reality of your wonderful promise that you will be a constant presence to us through fire and flood, sickness and adversity, and that we shall not be overwhelmed, since you are always with us. We give thanks for the development of vaccines for this pandemic and pray for all medical staff who are working long hours in hospitals throughout the world to treat and comfort those who are sick. Strengthen them with your spirit, that through their work, many will be restored to health. And we hold in our thoughts this morning those who have lost their lives in the Indonesian air disaster, and their bereaved families. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We commend to your love those who have died. Joyce Cope, Sheila Chapman, and Ian May. And on the anniversary of death, Thomas Thompson. May they rest in peace with you. Lord, as you have called us, make us worthy of your calling. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Open the heavens, Holy Spirit, for us to see Jesus interceding for us. May we be willing to share his baptism, ready to share his cup, and strengthened to serve him forever. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. You celebrated your new gift of baptism in signs and wonders at the Jordan. Your voice was heard from heaven to awaken faith in the presence among us of your Word made flesh. Your Spirit was seen as a dove, revealing Jesus as your servant and anointing him with the oil of gladness to preach the good news to the poor. Therefore, as we celebrate the union of earth and heaven, we rejoice to echo the song of the angels in heaven, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, St. John the Baptist, and all the saints may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. Believing the promises of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God, here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of all time and eternity, you opened the heavens and revealed yourself as Father in the baptism of Jesus, your beloved Son. By the power of your Spirit, complete the heavenly work of our rebirth through the waters of the new creation, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Father's voice bears witness to the Son.
God is revealed to us.
The Son bows his head beneath the waters of baptism.
God is revealed to us.
The Spirit as a dove descends from heaven.
God is revealed to us.
Submitting to John's baptism, Christ delivers us from bondage.
God is revealed to us.
May God, who in Christ gives us a spring of water welling up to eternal life, perfect in you the image of his glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. We have come to Christ, the living water. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen. Amen.